Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Hi, Natalia. I have Danielle Dancy on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Danielle. Can you hear me okay?
Yes,
okay. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, I will.
Yes, okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Is that the lady I just spoke to?
No. So I believe you spoke to another specialist. But have you signed any documents with an attorney saying that they're taking your case?
Was this the lady I just spoke to?
No.
Yet.
No, that was a transfer agent. You haven't. Have you signed documents with a law firm, like a retainer agreement and a medical? You have?
Yes.
Okay, so you already have a representation? You already have an attorney investigating the claim for you?
I thought that's what I was just doing. I'm sorry. I'm getting confused.
Okay, let me start over. So I'm an intake specialist. I help you connect with an attorney to take your case. So what I'm asking is, have you already
No. Okay, yes. No, I thought the lady I spoke to was that. Yes, I need that.
Oh, okay. So you need an attorney. Okay. So this is a recorded line. Let me read this verbatim. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with a law firm for this specific matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. And is this for yourself or a loved one?
This is for me.
For yourself. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States? Yes, okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you were. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatments or any surgeries?
Yes.
You did? Okay, I'm glad that you did get treatment. Was it a meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain, they did a skull surgery on me, a biopsy, CT scan, and an MRI.
Oh, okay. So they did all of those. It was a CT scan, an MRI, and the biopsy. Okay. And where were you treated? What was the name of the hospital or medical center?
It was Abbott Hospital.
Abbott Hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Where was that located? What city?
That is Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Was it Abbott Northwestern Hospital?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so that's where you received the surgery. Is that where you were diagnosed as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And where did you receive the Depo Provera, the injection? Was that did you get it from a pharmacy or did you go to another center?
That was the same place.
The same place, Abbott Northwestern?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Do you happen to have their phone number by any chance?
The hospital, I can pull it up.
Yes, please.
Okay. It is 612-863.
Mm-hmm.
4,000.
4,000. Okay, perfect. That's the one I'm seeing here. I just wanted to make sure so that I can put the right information. Thank you for that. And have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
Not since that, no.
No? Okay. And do you have medical records, a copy of them that you can provide the attorneys later, either through mail or electronically or both?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, okay, so you can do both?
Yes.
Yes, okay,
they
perfect.
They can pull it up. I can.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. And then what was the date of your diagnosis?
August 2019, August 20th.
August 20th, okay, of 2019. And what is your date of birth?
05/18/1994.
05/18/1994. Okay. And I'm going to ask you a few questions about the Depo-Provera. So can you tell me if you used the brand name of the injectable contraceptive? Was it a Depo-Provera or was it the generic form?
It was Depo-Provera.
Depo-Provera. Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year, like once every 3 months? Yes, okay. And when did you first start taking it?
In 2017.
Okay. And when did you stop taking it?
August, 2019. So 2 years.
Okay, a total of 2 years. So from 17 to 2019. Okay, and can you verify your first and last name? Can you spell it for me?
Daniellecancy.
Okay, Dancy is the last name. Okay, do you have a middle initial?
R.
R, okay. And can you verify your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, and then I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number, the 612-757-6857?
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay. And then I do have an email. I have dannyrenee24@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements so far. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake form. At the end of the questionnaire, what I'll do is I'll send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay? Yes. Okay, perfect. And do you have access to your email and your text messages on your cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I'll send that a little bit later. And then for the legal document, for the attorneys, can you verify your social?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay, sorry. 331-90-7457.
7457. Okay, thank you. That's for the legal document so that they can verify identity. So thank you for that. And then what is your current mailing address?
951 Laurie Avenue Northeast, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55418.
Okay, 951 Northeast Laurie Avenue. Is that Lowry? Ma'am?
Yes, I'm sorry if you can't. I'm a little sick. Sorry if you can't hear me. My voice is kind of messed up.
Oh, okay. No problem. Sorry, it was just breaking up, so I thought I lost you. Can you hear me okay on the line?
Yes, perfectly.
Yes, okay. Sorry. It sounds a little choppy on your end, but we'll get through this. We're almost done. Okay. Is there a suite number, unit number, anything like that?
206.
Okay, number 206.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, and the last thing I need from you is we request an emergency contact number just in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time, we'll contact them so that there's no disruptions in the case. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Live separate.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
I can do my mother.
Your mother? Okay. And what is the phone number?
612-813. 9663.
Okay. And what is her first and last name?
Her name is Jennifer Fields.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
F-I-E-L-D-S.
Okay. Jennifer Fields. Thank you for that. All right. So now I'm going to make sure everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll go ahead and submit that. And I'll send you the electronic document. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's just going to be a few electronic signatures and initials, but I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or you need help navigating the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to send it to your email and also through a text message with the link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up.
Okay. Okay, I just received it.
Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and open it up, take a few minutes to read through it. Let me know if everything's spelled correctly. It's just going to be the retainer for the attorneys, and then I think it's a medical release form as well, just saying that you give them permission to start working on the case.
Okay.
Okay, and then while you do that, I'm going to pull up the information for the attorneys so that I can send that to you.
Okay. I believe that's everything.
Okay. It looks like I just got the notification. It looks like everything's signed. Okay. So that's it for that. And they'll also send you another email with a copy of everything, so you have that for your records. Now, Ms. Danielle, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back,
okay,
and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay, that's perfect.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for your time, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for the attorneys so that you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.